Passage 2. Whenever anyone measures educational success, East Asian countries are always top scorers. But in a recent league table, a European country, Finland, was top of the class. South Korea was still in second place, though. Britain was at number 6. What is the secret of Finland and South Korea's success? Time to do some homework. In South Korea, the school day is long, typically 7 or 8 hours, followed by hours of private tutoring in the evenings. All this leaves South Korean students so tired, they sometimes fall asleep in class next day. Worries about the effects of late-night cramming led the government to force cramming schools to close by 10 p.m. Finnish children spend the least time in class in the developed world, often finishing just after lunch, with about 1 hour of homework a day. Private tuition is uncommon. The British school day is quite long in comparison, around 6 hours, and secondary school pupils do 2 or 3 hours of self-study a night. The South Korean education system, like many in Asia, is intensely competitive, with students even competing to get into the best cramming schools to help them get ahead. Finnish education is far less cutthroat. Classes are all mixed ability, and there are no league tables. South Korea and Finland both do well, yet their education systems are so different. So what lessons can Britain learn from these two countries? Well, there are some similarities in Asia and Finland. In those countries, teachers have high status in society, and education is very highly valued. Those attitudes can't change quickly, but it can be done.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What is the best word describing South Korean students' life? Question 20. What makes the education in Finland different from others? Question 21. What is the similarity between the education of South Korea and Finland? Question 22. What should Britain learn from Finland and South Korea?